The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everyone. We're back. Alan Ellis here with Mark Hoke and Sergeant Robert Bartlett from NPLB, No Person Left Behind. It was a part of Operation Second Chance, dealing with wounded veterans from any generation, actually, Mark.
That's correct.
The focus is on the Afghanistan and Iraqi vets, and Sergeant Robert Bartlett was grievously injured in Iraq in 2005, and he's here to tell his story. And did the last hour, but let's talk to a couple callers here. We've got Rob in Essex, and then Ray in Baltimore. Good morning, Rob. How are you?
How are you, gentlemen? Semper Fi. You talked about your father was a paleo. Well, if he was, he was lucky to still be alive.
Correct.
It's most controversial battle in the history of the Marine Corps.
Yes.
It should have been bypassed, but MacArthur wanted to have it attacked and taken out to protect his invasion of the Philippines. And for instance, I think it was 4 out of 10 men on Peleliu were wounded or killed.
That's correct.
And there was the 1st Marines and the 5th Marines and the 7th that made up the legendary 1st Marine Division. And a journalist was walking, trying to find the 1st Marines, who was under Chesty Puller at the time. And he was walking forward, and there was a stretcher bearer coming to him. And he asked, "Where are the 1st Marines?" And a Marine said back to him, "Man, there ain't no more 1st Marines."
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, your father's a great hero, along with all the great heroes throughout our history. I'm a Navy family, so I'm a little partial. But just, you know, congratulations to all what they did. And I hope they realize what they've done and what they've accomplished, even if people in this country don't understand it, don't know their history, and just don't understand that these people need help. And so I'll end with that, and I hope I made a point.
You did, and I hope you can show up at the bull roast and the banquet, Rob. That'd be great.
Love to have you out there.
Come join us, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much, gentlemen.
All right, see you, buddy. Bye-bye. There he goes. Let's talk to Ray in Baltimore. Good morning, Ray. How are you?
Well, I think you got an excellent program. I had four brothers in the Army in the Second World War and a sister in the WAC.
Mm-hmm.
And all the boys saw action. My oldest brother got the Purple Heart and the Bronze Star. He was a lieutenant in Normandy. My youngest brother was on Lady in the Philippines. And I myself joined during the Korean War but never left the States.
Mm-hmm.
But what I called to you about today, you might remember that I'm with the Bass Club of Baltimore.
I do remember, Ray. Absolutely. And I told you I'd come to one of your meetings and haven't been there yet.
I know. I understand that.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, the founder of the club died in September. And we're going to be celebrating our 53rd year this August. We still have 6 tournaments a year, and we still go to Lake Champlain, which has been the hot spot. What I would like to know, is it possible to give, we're looking for a couple members due to the death.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if it's possible to give you my cell phone and anybody's interested in joining
sure.
the oldest club in the state of Maryland to give me a call. We've never done this before.
But I got you. I got you. Well, Ray, I'll tell you what, when you and I are finished talking, I'll have Bethany put you on hold and she'll get your number.
Okay.
And then if somebody wants to call, I'll get their number and we'll make the connection off the air. Does that sound okay?
Okay. One other thing. My brother-in-law was in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
We were down in Myrtle Beach, and they had a little show there. It was excellent, and they asked the veterans to stand. I was Parkville American Legion, so I stood up with my hat on, and he refused. He said he was treated so badly when he came back from Vietnam that he didn't want to even say anything about it.
I have a friend on the Eastern Shore that feels the same way.
Will you do me a favor, sir? This is Robert, retired staff sergeant.
Yes.
We tell him that my dad's a Vietnam vet, and I joined the Army at the age of 30 directly in response to how our country treated the Vietnam vets, and I live that to this day. They are the greatest generation because they not only fought the battle overseas, but they fought the battle here at home, fighting communism at our front doors.
Amen.
And you tell him he is the reason I joined the Army at the age of 30 and left everything behind to go off to Iraq and Afghanistan to fight this war. And I appreciate him very much, and we'd love to have him out hunting and fishing with us. And he'd come sit in a stand with me, come sit in a blind with me anytime.
Well, you won't get him to do that because he's a golfer living in Myrtle Beach.
well, we got fishing trips down there, too.
We have golf tournaments down there also. Kevin Kenny runs that program down there, and we do have golf tournaments down there.
Yeah.
There you go, Ray. We'll get your cell phone number, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right, buddy.
Thank you so much for your service.
Hey, Ray, hang on there a minute. You still with me, Ray?
Yeah.
All right. There was an older gentleman out in Garrett County over the weekend, and I told him this little story. I said there were two fellows that fished tournaments together. They were partners for years and years and years and years. And, of course, you know, fishing gets slow. You start talking about stuff in the boat, and they made an agreement that whichever one of them would pass first would reach out to the other one and tell them what it was like in the afterlife. So Joe passed away, and Bob was still fishing, and one day, 6 months after Joe passed, Bob was sitting out there fishing by himself, and he said, I haven't heard from Joe. Wonder what's going on. And all of a sudden, he heard a voice. Hey, Bob, it's Joe. Bob said, really, Joe? He said, yep. He said, I got to tell you. He said, it's great up here. He said, we got bass fishing tournaments every weekend. He said, 2 weeks ago, I fished with Moses. And he said, I'll tell you, you need 100 pounds just to get the money up here. Bob says, man, that's great. And Joe says, and I have some better news for you. Bob says, what? He says, you and I are partners next weekend. So, all right, buddy. I'll talk to you later. Stay on the line, and Bethany will get your phone number, Ray. There he goes. All right. So, there's so much to talk about. I mean, we have World War II veterans living. We have... I don't know if there's still anybody left from the First World War. I think there's probably somebody.
Mr. Buckles, I think, passed. There's a lady who ran the mail.
Yeah.
She's at the VA in D.C. there. So there's a couple in there. I think maybe eight.
Yeah, altogether.
A World War One. Yeah.
Many, many World War II veterans. And I will tell you, I was never more upset at the current administration in the White House as to when they shut the veterans' memorials down, and these guys were flown in and met with chains and barriers to view their memorials. The honor flight, that's exactly right. It was just, to me, it was incredible the degree that our military has and has been and continues to be disrespected in this country. And the public does not feel that way. The public will support NPLB, Operation Second Chance. They'll come and support your banquet. They know what the veterans are doing and what they stand for. And now this movement to have the flags banned on campuses or taken down at housing developments because they don't match their color scheme or it's against some ridiculous, homeowners association regulation. I just find that all of that abhorrent in this country. And how the people that, I feel uncomfortable with the flag there or I feel offended.
They should leave then.
Thank you, Robert.
They should leave the country.
Good point. Good point.
If you don't like it, get out. We're not keeping you here. There's other places. If you feel better in another country, take off. We don't need you here.
You said that, sir. I couldn't have said it any better. But when you have an alleged commander-in-chief that feels the way he does and is allowing such brutality in the world, when we have the greatest military in the world, and he's got you guys held back, I mean, it's got to hurt you.
Yeah, every day, you know.
I mean, I know, Robert, you'd go back again if you could. I know you would.
Oh, I actually was thinking about it this week because there's some SF teams and some retired SF people who are over in Afghanistan and are in Iraq right now on their own dime taking out ISIS members.
On their own dime?
On their own dime.
Isn't that sad?
Because,
Mark, isn't that sad?
Because they blood, sweat, and tears, we fought, you know, and helped those people over there, and now we're letting Christians and Muslims over there just die to the hands of the enemy. And the reality is, if we're going to lose it, we're going to lose this country if we don't, we got to step up. And the politicians need to straighten themselves out and let the generals do their jobs and get out of it and quit playing politics. It's hurt us every time when you play politics in war.
Exactly.
Get
right.
Get people killed.
Yep. All right. We've had our moment on that. Let's talk about what you've got coming up for this season, Mark, as far as the guys at NPLB. I know I'm just going to guess there's probably a turkey hunt in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah. We have several turkey hunts this year. You know, every year we try to do something different. You know, last year we did the prairie dog hunts out in Colorado, and that was a big success. You know, Richard Cocoon and John Jarrett took care of that, and this year they're going back out there. So bow fishing is the big thing now. These guys are very competitive, and now that they're shooting bows in the evening, they want to get into the bow fishing thing. So we tried it last year with Keith Whiteley and them, and now we expanded to Virginia. And I'm telling you, these guys, they went out there, they loved it, you know. You know, I'm not a bow hunter,
right,
but if they say, man, this is the thing we need to do, this is the next big thing, then we're moving forward. So bow fishing is our big goal this year to try to get the vets out to do that.
Good. Well, you know, we have a variety of bow fishing here in Maryland. You know, the big thing is right now, the big hot popular thing is a snakehead.
Well, that's what they said. They shot snakeheads, and I find out they're edible. These guys are saying these
are... Oh, they're more than... Oh, they're spectacular, yeah, from what I understand. Absolutely, yeah. But we also have the Chesapeake Bay component from May through about August. We have the cow-nose rays out there, and the crabbers love the fact that the bow fishermen are out there shooting the cow-nose rays, the stingrays, because the cow-nose, in their estimation, are pretty tough on the clam population, the razor clam population, the oysters, and the young crabs. And, I mean, they're eating machines. And they come into the bay to breed beginning about mid-May. And, you know, you'll see just dozens of them, you know, in shallow water, just, you know, doing their mating dance and doing
that. I know some boys and girls at Walter Reed Hospital would like to get involved in that.
Well, so, I can tell you that we can hook you up with the source on that.
I need to get some information on that.
You
that sounds
it.
Like that's the next big thing, too. So I know these guys and girls would love to get out of the hospital. People don't realize, you know, they go through therapy. And sometimes therapy is 3 or 4 hours in the morning.
Right.
And then they're there for the rest of the day in a little room, 20 by 20. What do you, Robert, how big do you think the rooms are? They're not very big.
20 by 20 is probably a big one.
Yeah.
And that's a double bed.
Yeah. If most of you people out there would see some of these rooms, you're like, you think it was a cell.
It's a prison cell, yeah.
And some of them have their families there. So they definitely want to get out. And anytime opportunity they can get out and do something, you know, It's a pleasure for them. So definitely like to talk to you off the air about that.
Absolutely. Sure. Absolutely. We'll figure that out. And Robert, you were saying you were in Walter Reed for 3 years, 4 years?
Four and a half years, actually. Yeah.
You were a patient for 4.5 years.
Yeah, 4.5 years of surgeries and procedures, yeah, to rebuild me.
I wonder if that was $6 million. Are you the $6 million man?
I don't know how much money they spent on me, but
yeah.
I didn't see a dime of it.
Yeah, you didn't. I can't believe that. So, yeah, well,
I'm just glad I didn't have to pay for it.
Yeah, you know what that means, right?
I do.
go to a break?
Yeah, that's what that means. we're getting the signals through the glass. You know, she's great, isn't she? I mean, she just stepped up to the plate, and she comes in here at 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm talking about Bethany, our producer. She answers the calls, very friendly voice, came in, introduced herself, and now she's just ordering me around.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Oh, man.
That's the truth.
All right.
Alan, you take care of the emails on that one.
Yeah.
Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com if you'd like to comment on that. Oh, my gosh. All right. Let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop. Why not? They're having a sale coming up starting on Friday, March 27th through Sunday, April 5th. It's their 10-day sale, annual 10-day sale. We're calling it the Ready to Rock sale this time. We just got the announcement on the rockfish regulations as far as the sizes and seasons and things like that. And one of the best things that they do at this sale is they cut their line prices in half. So you can take any empty spool in there, any reel, and they'll fill it for you, starting at just 1 cent per yard. And the only exclusion is that Power Pro line, which is, you know, pretty expensive stuff. But they'll give you a break on it, too. But you can save on premium monofilament line and get those spools all filled up. I switch my line out just about every year on the rods and reels that I use, you know, and it just saves so much because you don't want to lose a fish of a lifetime just because your line's bad. That's for sure. They got the pen reels on special, the GTI 330 for $89.95. And that, for that same price, you can actually buy a trolling combo, a pen 309, a Shakespeare rod, 6-foot rod with a roller tip and line for $89.95, of course, and up. And then on sale, the most popular trolling combo is a pen 330 GT2. An Andy rod, 20 to 50 pound test rod with line for $139.95, and it is a really, really good, nice trolling combo. So stop by. All the Shakespeare rods and reels are on sale. All the Fluger rods and reels are on sale. All Ugly Stick rods are on sale. And you can check out the complete selection of St. Croix while you're there. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. And don't forget, their 24-hour fishing hotline, 247-3474. Find out any time of the day or night where the fish are biting at 247-FISH. Hey, it's just a friendly reminder that the Maryland oyster season ends the last day of March unless they extend the season, which doesn't look likely right now. But I had some delicious oysters from NBS the other day. Fried them, and they were great. They were Pocomoke Sound oysters, and that's what they're selling at NBS Seafood at 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie. Fresh-caught Pocomoke Sound oysters. Come and get them before they're gone for the season. And here, listen to this. They've got wild-caught Louisiana crawfish. They've got andouille sausage to go with it if you want to make some jambalaya or some gumbo, gator sausage, and gator tail meat, along with live Louisiana crabs. Steam all that. You like that? You like that? You liking that, Bethany? You want me to bring you some gator tail next week? Okay, sure. All right. Stop by and see us, see NBS Seafood, or call them at 410-271-3202. They're right down there on Dorsey Road, right beside Jim Donnie's RV. They're open Monday from 2 to 6, Friday 2 to 6, and then Saturday and Sunday, today and tomorrow, from noon to 6 p.m. NBS Seafood stands for no BS about your seafood, that's for sure.
This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
Hey, the Maryland Fishing Challenge is a free year-round tournament hosted by Maryland DNR Fishery Service for every recreational fisherman in Maryland. Eligible fish include all game fish species, 65 as a matter of fact, and there are five divisions. I'll tell you where they are. Atlantic Division, Freshwater Division, the Chesapeake Bay and Tidal Division, the Catch and Release Division, and even invasive species. Now, if you catch like a 40-inch rockfish and you don't want to eat it, you want to put it back, if it's not hurt and you want to release it, you can, you know, sign up for that Catch and Release Division and be qualified to get the angler award on that. Invasive species include blue catfish, flathead catfish, and snakeheads. And then there's also a youth division connected to the free online Maryland Youth Fishing Club. Now, you catch a fish of a specified size, you get your official angler award certificate, and at the same time, you get an invitation to the grand finale in September, where you could win a Tracker Marine boat package, an exotic fishing vacation from the World Fishing Network, Costa gear, that's sunglasses and so forth, tackle packages from Bass Pro Shops and Bill's Outdoor Center, and much, much more. Avoid that cabin fever. It's time to break out. Fish are biting now, so look, not the time to stay indoors. Go fishing. The official rules are online at dnr2.maryland.gov/fisheries.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Stay connected. Listen on AM 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
New frequency detected.
But I'll take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get about all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade for sitting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot for whistling like a fool.
All right.
What a fine day today.
What a fine day. I don't know. It might be a fine day today to go fishing. That snow's melting out there. Mark, I was talking about the goose migration early on before you guys came in.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, headed north. You've been watching that?
Yeah, I've been seeing them pile up in fields. Yesterday going to work, I saw a bunch of geese, you know, feeding up, getting ready to move out.
Getting ready to roll, yeah. They feed up and then they head up north. And, of course, I was telling the listeners, you know, they're seeing them. If you see geese in the field, they're going to be staying here if they're paired up. Yeah. You know, those are going to be the resident geese here this time. And everything I see flying, other than the big flocks, you know, you see two, three, you know, usually 2, 4, 6. It's usually even numbers because they're all paired up, ready to make that flight to the mating grounds.
So. They've taken a beating the last couple of weeks with all this snow and ice and stuff on the field. I mean, everywhere I do see them, there's a little wet spot and there's some green grass, and they're all clustered right there
in that puddle. Yeah, I know that. I've seen that. Yeah, so that's pretty cool. So, all right, let me just digress here for a second, folks. We testified this week against Senate Bill 748, I spoke about it on the air here a while back, throw a little politics in here, would authorize farmers under the authority of a crop damage permit to commercially sell those deer. We don't think that a venison market in Maryland is a good idea. It goes against every conservation ethic that I can think of to be able to shoot and sell wild animals in this country. I mean, we ended market hunting 100 years ago. It led to the devastation of many, many herds of many, many animals across this country. And, you know, we were talking, Lou Compton and I from the Maryland Bowhunter Society about Meshack Browning. You know, everybody touts Meshack Browning as one of Maryland's, you know, the premier hunter in Maryland. And in his book, he says, in 44 years, I killed 2,000 deer and 500 bears. And, you know, I look at that and I say, okay, so you operated in Garrett County when the first deer season actually came in Garrett County after the reign of Meshack Browning. They were able to take 31 deer that year, Garrett and Allegheny County, in the 30s. So his market hunting over 44 years devastated the whitetail deer herd in Maryland to the point where, you know, when the hunting season did finally come in 50 years later after he was done, there were still very few deer in western Maryland. So, you know, that's one of the effects that can happen. So we testified against that, and we want to thank all the folks that testified. Victor Murawski was there. Victor is a philosophy professor from Coppin, and he testified. Lou Compton was there from the Maryland Bowhunter Society and as vice chairman of the Wildlife Advisory Committee. We had four guys from western Maryland. Jerry Zimbauer and Joe Schroyer were there from Allegheny-Garrett County. Joe Winter and Ray Givens were there from Washington County. We had Al Joliker, who's the biologist for Tudor Farms, was also there testifying. I'll try not to leave anybody out. And trying to think if there's anybody else. We had written testimony submitted by Brent Miller from the Congressional Sportsman's Foundation. I think we made a difference in the Senate committee hearing, and I hope that bill does not go forward that would authorize farmers to sell the deer they kill on crop damage permits. And all that is a result of effort by the Maryland Hunting Coalition to bring together the folks on this very, very crucial issue to Maryland hunters. And the Maryland Hunting Coalition exists to unite hunters, to give them information, to have a call to action when things are happening like that, to either write to the senators or the House to, either be in favor of or oppose pending legislation. We invite you to visit our website, mdhuntingcoalition.org. Visit the Facebook page, but if you visit the Facebook page, you're not a member. It's free to join right now, Maryland Hunting Coalition, mdhuntingcoalition.org, and feel free to email me anytime you want, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, if you have any questions. Our phone number here for the guys, Sergeant Robert Bartlett, Mark Hoke from NPLB, No Person Left Behind, Division of Operation Second Chance. We're talking about reaching out to veterans and wounded veterans in particular from all wars, but, you know, Iraq and Afghanistan, taking them fishing, taking them hunting, and their bull roast and banquet coming up on Sunday, April 26th from noon to 6 at the Timonium Fairgrounds in the 4-H Hall. The tickets are $35, $55 per couple. They're going to have auctions and silent auctions and, I'm guessing, raffles and games and everything else.
That's correct, yeah. This is our big fundraiser we do every year to try to raise money throughout the year. So we can do these trips. We can get different things for the vets and try to make their lives easier going out hunting and fishing. We know when we introduce a lot of these vets to hunting and fishing, it changes their life. And, I mean, Robert can tell you firsthand on that. But it does change their life. It gives them another outlook on life. And, like I say, they're in a small area at the hospital, and they're – thought process at the time, and Robert, you could speak on this more than I can, is they don't think they're going to be able to do the things they did before. And that's not true. It just has to change and adapt to do certain things. And what do you think, Robert?
I think, you know, these programs, especially what we've got going on over at NPLB, Operation Second Chance NPLB, these are enabling vets. They're taking the disabled and making them able. You give them a vet a chance to go out and harvest an animal, learn how to maybe walk with their new prosthetic on uneven grounds and out in the wilderness. You know, this kind of prepares them for things they might encounter when they leave the hospital. You know, these outdoor programs, it's not just the physical healing, too. It's the mental healing. It gives them that new outlook on life, that there's things that they can do that can, when they just need to go and calm down and get away from everything, they can go hunting or fishing and just put the world behind them for a minute. And that's, I mean, that's what all of us do as hunters and fishers anyways, right? We just need to get away from the world and get away from technology just a little bit and get away from the traffic and just sit in God's nature and enjoy it. And if we're not doing that, I mean, you know, we kind of get upset or whatever, but, you know, the vets are kind of stuck in an island out there. And
I can tell you, Alan, firsthand, some of these vets are married and have children, and they're at Walter Reed Hospital. You know, some of them got married right before they went into the war, not knowing what was going to happen, and they come back. This is an opportunity to help the wives and the kids, too, because when you're in a small room like that and you're going through all these different things in your life and you're not sure if you're going to be able to provide for your family or do the things that you need to do for your family, this gives them a break, sometimes relieves some of the tension and all that. Operations Second Chance is twofold. You know, we have the NPLB, which is the hunting and fishing, but we also help families. Cindy, who's the founder of Operation Second Chance, that's her goal. She goes to the hospital and she asks the families, what can we do for you? Sometimes it might just be a transfer. They're not getting their funds because they're transferring over for retirement. And we're trying to help that out. You know, maybe it might be a car payment. It might be just a mortgage payment or something. So it's more than just hunting and fishing. We're basically trying to reach out and help as many people as we can. And it's everybody working together, you know.
Just trying to keep those families together, you know.
Sure. Is there a website, guys?
Yeah, you can go to OperationSecondChance.org.
Okay.
And you can go right to the site. And if you want to see the hunting part, NPLB, just go to partners and you can...
Programs. Go to programs.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
Hit the program tab and we're right under there, NPLB. That's www.OperationSecondChance, spelled out, .org.
Yeah. And I think I've got you linked on the Maryland Hunting Coalition website, or Maryland Hunting Quarterly website.
Oh, great.
You know, so, I mean, you've been on there forever. So, and I think the Outdoors and Radio Show, too. I'm not sure. But we'll check.
I appreciate that.
No problem at all. Let's talk to Wayne in Westminster. Wayne, good morning. How are you?
Hi. How are you, Alan?
I'm good. What's up?
I'm just wondering if you got any information on that bill down in Annapolis. I think it's Bill 432, and it was where the state police were going to, you know, not make it had to have a substantial reason for getting a concealed permit.
I don't know much about that, Wayne. I've honestly been concentrating on the hunting side of the bills this year. We've had a couple of them that have been up for grabs. Hunting in Baltimore County, you know, Sunday hunting in Baltimore County was one we testified on, this venison. The strict liability bill that we had our guys actually introduced in the House and the Senate through the Maryland Hunting Coalition.
Uh-huh.
Strict liability passed unanimously in the House, unanimously in the Senate. There's one more procedural vote. Either the Senate has to pass the House bill or vice versa, and then it goes to the governor for signature. Great victory for waterfowlers here in Maryland. As far as the gun bills, we've been leaving that to the gun guys, quite frankly. I mean, that's part of our what do you call it when you form a our structure,
right,
that, to protect the Second Amendment rights. But we've been overwhelmed this year with a couple of the other things, and there's only so many hours in the day. So we do see the gun guys down there. There was a bill, the state police bill, to do away with the collected shell casings. We had a couple guys that we talked to the other day that were there to testify against that, in favor of that, to do away with that program. But as far as the specific gun bills in particular,
right,
quite frankly, my attention has been diverted, and I'm not. I'll be honest with you about it.
Yeah. So that's fine. I just wondered.
I did notice that the NRA took credit for the Senate passing our strict liability bill.
Well, that's good.
No, that sucks.
That's what I'm.
No, it's wonderful that the bill passed. It was just interesting that the NRA took credit for it. So.
Yeah. Hey, great show this morning. I was listening to it driving in, man. It kind of like bring tears to your eyes. It was, really great story.
Are you a hunter, Wayne?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, look, our fundraiser for the coalition's coming up in Westminster on May 30th.
Okay.
So I don't know if you're a member. It's free to join the Maryland Hunting Coalition, but go to that website, mdhuntingcoalition.org, and maybe you can buy a ticket for the banquet.
Yeah, I'll definitely look into it. Hey, by the way, maybe you can get that Maryland Shall Issue guy on again. Maybe he can give some updates on what's going on, too.
I think Pat's mad at me, but that's okay. All right, buddy. Thanks.
Hey, thanks.
See you, Wayne. Bye-bye. 410-WCBM 680 is our phone number. If you'd like to call, we'd love to hear from you. We're dealing with Mark Hoke here this morning and Sergeant Robert Bartlett with No Person Left Behind, NPLB, Division of Operations Second Chance, and they've got a bull roast coming up on Sunday, April 26th. Can you go online and get the tickets?
You can go online and they can direct you where
you'd,
like,
rather,
Susan,
you'd rather do the phone number.
Yeah, do the phone number, and then Susan will get back with you, or myself will get back with you.
Okay. Mark Hoke's phone number is 301-674-4234. Susan Peacock, another contact, is 301-775-7738. And that's coming up, again, April 26th at the Timonium Fairgrounds, noon to 6. That's on York Road, of course, and it's in the 4-H Hall. Tickets are just $35, $55 per couple, and it all supports our wounded veterans and NPLB, and you've been hearing about it all morning here. So
love for everybody to come out there and come out and just meet with the vets and talk to some of the vets and stuff like that. You know, Alan, as you well know,
I
when we started this thing, you know, we always, it was family environment. You know, it wasn't a kind of like, hey, look at me, I'm going to take this guy hunting. It's
it's always been about the vets.
That's right. And and to this day, it's like that. And just a little history on it. When we do an event, we always have a home-cooked meal, and we try to get these. Some guys haven't been home, like Robert said, 2-3 years and haven't had a home-cooked meal.
Right.
And it can make the difference in the world. But we try to be it's a friendly environment.
Very much.
And we don't push vets. We have a mentor that sets with a vet, and if we see something that maybe this guy's not ready for, hunting might not be his cup of tea, we adapt very quickly to that.
Sure.
And maybe fishing is that, you know.
I got you.
Some don't even want to hunt or fish. They'll go out there, they just want to get out of the hospital, and they just want to be in the outdoors.
Sure.
You know, and like Robert said earlier, it's just the quiet time, you know, to get out there and reflect on what your life has been and where it's going and all.
Yep.
It makes a big difference.
Yep, and it can make a tremendous difference in the life of a wounded veteran, that's for sure. Time for me to tell you about Chesapeake Outdoors. Why is Chesapeake Outdoors the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers? Well, probably because when you hit the Eastern Shore, it's the first place you can find. On the right-hand side there, going down Route 50 East, and that would be exit 39B at Dominion Road, right off Route 50. You can see the big green sign on the side of the road, and then you turn into the exit, and you're right there. You just go around a little block there, and you're in the parking lot at Chesapeake Outdoors. They have everything ready to go for spring gobbler. They've got the zinc AVNX turkey decoys, shotguns and ammos, calls, decoys, camo, you name it. They've got it for spring turkeys. But, oh, wait, there's fishing season. The perch are biting. They've got all the bait. They've got all the lures. They've got all the little jigs and shad darts and things like that. They've got the light line. They'll put fresh line on your spool. They've got the rods, the reels, the tackle, and by golly, rockfish season's coming in, too. So if you want to see the huge selection of bucktails and umbrella rigs and trolling lures, they've got custom colors. They've got the mojos, the great big trolling heads. If you want to bounce a big 20-ounce or 24-ounce or 28-ounce bucktail off the bottom, you can do that, too. And then once you catch that fish and you want to clean it, absolutely spectacular Bubba blade knives. Make sure you check those out, too. That's and don't forget a full selection of bows and crossbows, too. Chesapeake Outdoors, 410-604-2500 is their phone number. Again, Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road, right off Kent Island. 410-604-2500. Clyde Sports Shop is coming up on their sale, too. They're having a big 10-day sale. They're calling it the Get Ready to Rock sale. And it's of course, right before rockfish season. All the rockfish trolling baits and lures are on sale. You can save on premium monofilament line. Just take your empty spool, your empty reel in there. They'll fill it up for half price. Whatever, the, you know, if you want 20-pound test and it's 4 cents a yard, you'll get it for 2 cents a yard. That's an example right there. Pen reels on sale, $89.95 for a GTI 330. That's a level wind trolling reel. Great reel. Trolling combos from $89.95 and up. The best, most popular trolling combo that they have is a Pen 330 GT2. It's got a Andy fishing rod there, 20 to 50 pound test rod and line for $139.95. All the Shakespeare and Pfluger rods and reels are on sale. All the Ugly Sticks are on sale. And don't forget to check out the selection of St. Croix rods as well. 410-242 for Clyde Spot, 242-6108 for Clyde Sport Shop. They're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That's 242-6108. The website, www.clydesports2ss.com. 24-hour fishing hotline, 247-FISH. And they're open 7 days a week. Take all major credit cards. That's Clyde Sports Shop. Sale starts this Friday, March 27th through Sunday, April 5th. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Let's talk to Robert, Sergeant Robert Bartlett, a little bit about Healing Waters. I know we're talking about NPLB here, but talk about the fishing a little bit, Robert.
Project Healing Waters was started by a Navy captain who just wanted to get the vets out fishing. Same thing Mark Hoke has been doing. And he came through Walter Reed dealing with some cancer issues, and once he was cured up with that, he saw that the vets just needed something to do. And he just meant to take a couple vets fishing a couple times a year and get them into an outlet like fly fishing. Well, it turned into 180-something programs, four different countries, only 10 paid employees. So 99% of the money is going to the vets, you know. Just amazing. A lot of volunteers and same thing. It's a suicide prevention program, keep the families together program. And it's, I mean, you know, we start out with one boat in Alaska. Now we've got three boats in Alaska and three houses we're using for vets and families to go on these trips and just have a trip of a lifetime that they probably would have never gotten before. Just spend time with in a country that they fought for. You know,
what do you have? And people don't understand. There's a lot here in Maryland. Like we keep talking about Walter Reed and Bethesda and all that. Those are facilities right here in Maryland.
Yeah.
I mean, we're rich with that kind of thing. And when you say, well, Walter Reed, I mean, it's not like it's some foreign country. You know, these are vets that are here in Maryland, and what we have to offer with our great fishing and hunting opportunities here and with a great organization like NPLB is the fact that you guys have access to these properties close by. It's a day trip for a guy to be out of the hospital. It's not like, I mean, unless he's, you know, he's capable to go out.
Yeah,
to Montana,
and most of them can't go too far from the hospital.
Right, right.
I mean, unless they're signed out and, you know, and there's special arrangements made.
Sure,
so
sure.
It's very convenient when you've got people that are allow us to go and use their properties to do these things.
So. Sure, exactly. And now, after forming this organization, after a decade of doing this, you've got more opportunities. You mentioned some of
them.
You've got a lot of opportunities, but you also mentioned some specialized equipment like the track chairs and things like that to get guys out to where they need
to go. The biggest thing, believe it or not, and you know, Alan, we used to carry some of these guys on our backs
that
were missing legs to get them to turkey hunt.
I was amazed. The first deer hunt where I was in the stand with Robert, there was a veteran there, and I don't know if he's still involved or not, and you may or may not remember the guy. He had traumatic brain injury and two prosthetic legs.
Mm-hmm.
And
Chase.
No, it's not Chase.
Oh, okay.
It might be another Chase.
No, Jace.
Oh, Jace? Is he still involved in the program?
He's gone back on home now.
Yeah.
I think, his relationship with his wife is really good and strong.
Good.
So he went home with a good foundation.
Good.
We just hope that he's continued mission and and staying out hunting and fishing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's what happened. These guys go back home to Kansas or, you know, Oklahoma or wherever they're from, and they continue to be able to hunt and fish in their own backyard. But, yeah, Jace, I think that's the guy. I watched him resist somebody trying to help him climb a ladder stand into a deer stand. No, I can do it. And to climb, and he's in shorts in the wintertime.
Yeah.
And his prosthetic, I mean, he's not getting cold, of course, but he's climbing that ladder stand with two prosthetic legs. And I'm looking at this guy and I'm going, God, we are so blessed.
If I could give a quick story, and I'll try to make it as quick as I can. We had a vet who went to Alaska on a trip,
mm-hmm.
and he's a high leg amputee, and he's here in Maryland. He learned how to climb stairs with one arm. He's a triple amputee. He's got three fingers on one hand. He's missing half his arm on the other, and he's a high leg mid-thigh amputee. And he learned how to climb up a ladder and stairs in Alaska. Now, a month later, his house caught on fire, and he was in the basement. And he's too big for his wife to carry up those stairs. But because he learned how to climb stairs a month prior in Alaska, it saved him and his wife's life because she was not going to leave him. And their house burned to the ground. That was right here in Maryland. His name is Flip. And that just happened because of programs like this. It's not just saving their lives because it's stopping how to deal with PTSD. It's giving them outlets on how to deal with real-world situations. That's a reality.
No question. Let's talk to Ted in Kent Island. Ted, thanks for holding on. How you doing?
I'm doing excellent. How you doing today?
I'm okay. What's up?
Hey, Wash, I'm going to tell you a quick funny little story. I have a question for you. And my quick story is this. I work nights over Silver Spring. I listen to you on the way home to Kent Island every other weekend. And I received a call from some fishing buddies. I take trophy fishing every year around 4:45 this morning. And they wanted to know where I was. I tell them, of course, I'm at work. And they asked me why I'm at work. I was like, well, that's what I do. Where are you? They say I'm there in my front yard. I asked them, why are you guys in my front yard? They said, well, we're going fishing today, aren't we? I was like, no. I'm taking you fishing April 21st, not March 21st. Poor guys are beating out on my wife's door. Hmm. Got them all the way out there at 4:45 in the morning. Wrong month, but they were on time at least.
Well, they had the day right, just a month wrong.
I'm laughing. He brought his kids and everything out there.
Oh, my gosh. Has that ever happened to you before, Ted?
That's my first time. I love it. I'm always late. This time, he's a month early.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, I love it.
That made up for all the times of him being late, I guess.
Oh, my gosh, absolutely.
That's funny.
I got a quick question for you. I really have no idea about the answer of it. The winter drift survey for the crabs. I haven't heard anything about it. Did they even do it this year because of all the ice?
It's a big secret. I don't know. I don't know if they've gotten out there to do it or not, Ted, quite frankly. I haven't heard anything. I haven't seen anything. And, you know, that's on the agenda for this week to get circled back with the folks at DNR and get their input on our Maryland Loves Crabs magazine. So I'll let you know as soon as I know.
All right. Sounds great.
All right. Leave your number, Ted.
What?
Leave your number with Bethany.
Absolutely.
All right, hang on.
All right.
There goes Ted. All right. We got to take one more break, short one. And let me tell, while we're talking about fishing, let's talk about the Maryland Fishing Challenge, a free year-round tournament hosted by the Maryland DNR Fishery Service for everyone who's a recreational fisherman in Maryland. All game fish are eligible for an angler award. You catch a big one, you're going to get an angler award. There's specified sizes for each of them in your fishing guide, and five divisions. The Atlantic Coast, Chesapeake Bay and Tributaries, which would be the tidal division, freshwater, catch and release, and even invasive species. And for the kids, there's a youth division connected to the free online Maryland Youth Fishing Club. You could win a Tracker Marine boat package, a fishing vacation from World Fishing Network, cost of gear, tackle packages from Bass Pro, and Bill's Outdoor Center, and even more. It's time to get out of the cabin, folks. Cabin fever time is over. The cure is to go fishing. The fish are biting. The perch are biting on the eastern shore. The perch run is on in southern Maryland. Big yellow perch being caught. Trout fishing's right around the corner. why not get out there and go? We had two state records set this year, by the way, on January 2nd. It was 8-pound chain pickerel and a giant, monstrous, world record 28.8-pound tautog. It's out there. That's right. It's not the time to stay indoors. Go fishing. Official rules online at the DNR website, dnr2.maryland.gov/fisheries. You'll be glad you did.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. New location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
All right, we're back with Mark Hoke and Robert Bartlett. We've got a couple minutes left. Sergeant Robert Bartlett, we're talking about the No Person Left Behind organization, Division of Operation Second Chance, and the upcoming fundraiser, the Bull Roast and Banquet on Sunday, April 26th, 12 to 6 at the Tominium Fairgrounds 4-H building. Tickets are $35 for a single, $55 for a couple. And a lot of stuff, you know, auctions and silent auctions, cash bar, Fleetwood Mac tribute band after the event. We just want to give the phone numbers out there. Mark Hoke, 674-4234, and then Susan Peacock, 301-775-7738 for that event. So, guys, any closing remarks here in the remaining minute?
I tell you what, just remember that these men and women that serve our country never knew you. A lot of them, never, you know, they fought for the same things that we believe in, our freedoms. And it's because of them sacrificing their life and standing the wall that we're able to do what we are able to do in this country.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, listeners out there, if you want to get involved, I know in your heart it drives you to, so give it a try. Come out and hang out with us. Get to know the vets. And God bless my wife for sticking with me this whole time.
Well said. Yeah, the family has to put up with quite a bit.
It is.
And I mean, it takes a special breed of woman to put up with a vet, and especially a wounded vet, because if they, you know, they stay together, it's just a miracle made by God. All right, folks, get out, stay safe.